Let's see. We got Zoe and Jean-Pierre, and oh, they've got their names. They know all of them. Oh, they just go on, and they cannot leave them alone. Poor little Zoe was born, and she was weak and feeble, and Patty just had to get her in and take care of her and get her all scrubbed up and take care of her and everything. And when she took her back outside, Mama didn't know her and wouldn't take her. So Patty had to feed her and raise her in her bedroom. In her bedroom. She was with little Zoe night and day. And she cared for her, and she fed her, and she cleaned her, and she cleaned up her messes, and she loved her so much. It was then that I really understood the shepherd and the sheep. It was then I understood what it meant to be the shepherd and what it was to be the sheep. So helpless, this little animal, yet she took such good care. And another thing about the sheep and the shepherd, that when Peter met Jesus there on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee, when Jesus walked out into the water and met him and reached down and helped him out of the boat and says, Peter, do you love me? And, oh, yes, Lord, I love you. Yes. Three times he asked him that. Remember the scripture? Three times. And finally Peter realized what had happened. He denied him three times. Three times he denied him. Jesus said, Peter, feed my sheep. This made a new man out of Peter. Made a new man out of him. And that was his life's mission, to feed those sheep. Should I, Sarah? Sarah and I have had a lot of fun with this week. She was patient enough and good enough to help me put some of this together, and we found a picture of this Jesus standing at the door knocking. We've all seen this picture, but this picture that I didn't bring. Well, it was the first knock knock joke, and I'll let you fill in the blanks, okay? Jesus standing at the door and knocking. Do you see anything that's out of place in this picture? Do you see anything that's missing in this picture? And I'm sure somebody here knows. No doorknob. No doorknob. Jesus is a gentleman. He's not going to open that door up and force himself on you. You're going to open up the door of your heart, and you're going to invite him in. He'll stand there and knock. But you've got to let him in. This is the Last Supper, the Memorial Supper, the Eucharist, whatever your tradition calls for. I'll have to tell you, I was really taken. I was really blessed this year when I was a part of that gathering that we had up here. I thought Sharon Allen did a tremendous job of directing that and putting it together. We were blessed, all of us, and probably we who sat up here were blessed even more, because there was a special feeling, a special brotherhood of being there close together and being around that meal and hearing Pastor say his words, and it was special. I had something like that this week up in Eric's office. When it was talked about who was going to fill in for him this Sunday, I made mention that it was the first Sunday and it was time for Holy Communion. How were we going to do that? Eric and I got together and we asked the Lord's blessings on the elements. We prayed the prayers of consecration and dedication and confession. And the table this morning is prepared for you. These next three pictures are heavy then they're hard pictures. And they remind us of a time that, Christ was crucified. This is a beautiful picture. It's nice, and his robes are straight, and it doesn't look too bad. But believe me, where he was and the narrow streets where he was whipped and beaten was terrible. He couldn't make it all the way without help from the Cyrene. Jesus on the cross, even in death, looked up to God and said, "Father, forgive them. They don't have any idea what they're doing. No idea." Jesus suffered and died for your sins.